Blog Talk Radio.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudge Book will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudge Book.
Hello, everyone. You're here live with Lady A. We're waiting on Crew Chief to come on. Until we do get him on, I did want to let everyone know that the banquet is going to be on February 10th in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. If you need to pay or need information on paying, it's $40 ahead, and press the one button and I can get you more information. Again, we're waiting on Crew Chief.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match.
The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one stoner, versus Chemo, the bad boy. Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare. Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova.
Who's gonna get the whooping?
It's all going down
Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Gamblers Race with the Racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, The Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5-Speed. It's going to be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's going to get the whipping? It's going to be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.
Our host for tonight is going to be Crew Chief.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Yo, 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 it's your man, Crew Chief, a.k.a. Trevor Bosky, representing Florida, the South, baby, this GrudgeInc Radio, let's do it.
Crew Chief, how are you?
Oh, what's going on, lady? I'm swell. How about yourself?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. How's everything going?
Oh man, I'm just coming from my Eat With Team. We just got on them good groceries. We all full and things. I'm trying to make it back to the shop, you know, so we can get back and finish up the work we got going on at the shop and continue on with the show. But I'm doing swell right now. How about yourself?
Everything's wonderful.
And the little one? How's the little one?
He's wonderful.
Okay, live and kicking and keeping you busy.
Yes, very.
That's definitely what's up. Okay, cool. Were you able to get those numbers on?
I'm working on it right this second, if you'll bear with me.
Cool, no problem. T5. Is T5 on cue tonight?
Not right now.
All right, cool. He'll be coming up soon. Well, while you're getting those numbers, I'm going to go ahead and get a few things out the way so you can go ahead and try to work on that for me. Excuse me. I'm driving here a little bit. Y'all work with me. Bear with me for a brief another 10 minutes or so till I get to my destination. But I'm going to go right in before I get the show started. I want to give big props to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without him, none of this would be possible. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be where I'm at today if it wasn't for him, you know, waking me up to see another wonderful day. So big props to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for waking me up, waking everybody up to even listening to the show today. So I hope everybody having a good day. Now I got that out the way. I'm going to go ahead and right into my sponsors real quick, briefly. I got first and foremost, D&L Performance, PRD Racing Engines, PDL Transmissions, Speed and Truck World, AA Performance, Eric Kenworth's Speed Shop, TRZ, BP Racing Fuels, Applied Nitrous, Wilson Manifolds, Remy Martin, VSOP, Grudge Inc., Mr. Ronnie Brown, Southern Mufflers, Horsepower Sales, Obnoxious, Racing Apparel, Heads Up Composites, Race Fittings, Fast by Gas, Kelly Racing. Let me see. Wilson Manifolds. If I forgot you, I'm sorry about it. I got you next time. Okay, now that I got that out of the way. My main man, Ronnie Brown, got his race coming up February 16th at Vaught Austin Motorsports Park. We're going to have a badass G-Body shootout. Coming up 28s of 275s, small block truck, any power adder. Same rules apply as a G-Body. And hell of a payout. It's definitely going to be in the building. We got a few locked-in grudge races as of right now. I'm not going to announce them because we still got a few weeks coming up, and some things may change. Somebody might get hurt, you know, break the car or something like that. So I'll wait closer to the actual race date before I start announcing the lock-ins. So that's February 16th. My main man, Ronnie Brown, at South Georgia Motorsports Park is going down real, real big. Of course, you know, Fast by Gas, Big Low, Tony Fines, T5, Lethal Weapon, the White Boys, Goldie. I mean, you name them, Baldy. You name them, they're going to be there. So everybody going to come out and start the 2013 season off real good. You know, start this getting out these good ass whoopings. So anybody looking to issue out of ass whooping the Team Big Low Fast Black Ass Kelly Racing, email us, send us a text, fly kite, smoke signal, whatever you want to do. Just send it our way, lock us in, and let's get to it. Don't talk about it, be about it. Got to bring ass to get ass. So with that being said, with that being said, that's how we're going to do it. February 2nd, we got Postdoc Joe. He got Palm Beach International Raceway. It's going to go down real big. We got my main man, the 187 gangster, Mike Stravino, going up against Mr. Five Speed himself. The who's who, the smack daddy of Promar, Mr. Five Speed. He said he's going to do some unspeakable shit to the 187 gangster. I doubt it, seriously. But that's what he said he's going to do. So we're going to let him believe that. But only one way to find out. You got to be in Palm Beach International Raceway on February 2nd to actually see how it all going to go down. Of course, you're going to have the four of the finest in the building. That's my main man, Big Low, T5, Coochie, Baldy, Big Hurt, Nard, Jim Marino, the whole PRD clique. I mean, we're going to be in the building, deep, looking for trouble. And nobody don't move, nobody get hurt. So whatever y'all want to do, however y'all want to do it, Palm Beach International Raceway, February 2nd, is definitely going to go down. And if you don't get it, if you don't get enough action right there, like I say, February 16th, it's definitely going down in Palm Beach International Raceway. But before we get to February 16th, we're going over to Lena, Mississippi. That's Big Clark. Big Clark, Big Ken, they're having a race over at Lena, Mississippi on February the 9th. Lena, Mississippi is going down real big over there. I will be in attendance, stepping up for my team over in Lena, Mississippi. And then after Lena, Mississippi on that Sunday, we got the Grudge Inc. Banquet. The Grudge Inc. Banquet at 8 o'clock on Sunday over in Hattiesburg. This is a Grudge Inc. event. You do not have to be a Grudge Inc. member to attend. There's a $40 fee that will cover your entertainment for that night. But it'll be $40 for the Grudge Inc. banquet for those who may want to attend. You do not have to be a Grudge Inc. member to be a part of the festivities. So we're definitely going to do that and look forward to seeing everybody and anybody who decides they're going to come out and to the Grudge Inc. banquet. They're going to be giving out some good awards for all the good accomplishments that went down in for the 2012 season. So it's going to have a lot of awards be given away and a lot of food and fun and everything else. That's going to be February 10th in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And, of course, you got Fat Tuesday going on. I mean, the month of February is going to be action-packed. If you don't get the gas off your chest in February, you ain't never had none on it. So with that being said, that's what it's going to be. February, you got the 2nd, Palm Beach, the 9th, Lena, Mississippi, the 10th, over in Hattiesburg for the Grudge Inc. banquet, and then right on the Fat Tuesday, that Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, you got a Fat Tuesday going down real big, and then the weekend after that, you got my main man, Mr. Ronnie Brown race. So, I mean, anybody who considers themselves a real, true Grudge racer, you should have no problem saying you can't find your man, you couldn't get a race. He didn't want to do this. He didn't want to come over there. He didn't want to go over here. I mean, there's no reason for none of the gut ducking or being in the bushes or anything like that. So, with that being said, I got a few people on the line. Let me start off by saying Mr. Jay Barnes.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
All right, sir. All right.
How you doing? How your day was?
It was pretty good. You know, it was rainy weather this way, so that slowed things down a lot, you know, but it was good. I appreciate it.
Okay. Mississippi Joe.
Huh?
Hey, what's going on, Bo? I got a little noise in the background. I'm in the truck with my partner, so I might have to go on mute for a minute. He's on the phone.
All right, ain't no problem. So how your day was, brother?
Hey, man, blessed as always.
All right, cool. I'm gonna get these all fellas on the line. I got a real interesting topic that I want to get to. As soon as I get a couple more people on, and I want to get this raw and uncut. And this topic is gonna be for the listeners, the fans. Don't hesitate to push the one button. If anybody got anything they want to add or subtract from the conversation, push the one button and we'll get you on very quickly. Lady A, did we get a 007 on?
Still working on it, just a moment.
Okay, cool. While she's working on that, hey, Joe, mute your mic for me, bro. You do got a little rough. It's a little rough in your background as of right now.
Okay.
Mr. Drake,
what up, man?
Jay Barnes.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, I'm listening here now, anticipating and eager to hear, you know what you got going on. Every time I hear you and 007 on the same line at the same time, I know it's going to get interesting. So I'm just sitting back eagerly anticipating that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a discussion tonight. Some people may get in their feelings about it, and others may not get in their feelings about it. But I definitely want, regardless of where it goes, I want them to add their 2 cents to it, the conversation, because it's all information and it's good for the game, and it's going to make the 2013 season better and make the race fans more aware of what's actually taking place. That way they can recognize certain situations when they see it, because everybody may not understand certain things, why things happen and go on the way they do. So with that being said, I'm just waiting to get Mr. Stunner on and 00 on and T5 on. As soon as I get them on, we're going to get right into it. How's the banquet coming along, Jeff?
It's going good. Now, if you want me to, I don't mind taking the time to go over this list of
I said, we could have had a party right up here at the transition shop.
Let me go down this list. 007, I mean, Cool Chief, anytime you can stop me at any point. Grudge Racer of the Year. They got the nominees for Grudge Racer of the Year. Tony Bynes, Phil of the White Boys, Biz, Dunye, Quit, Three Love, Jimbo, Racing Jason, and Boost 12. All right, those are the nominees. Now, this list, this might not be the most updated list, but I'm giving you one I got. The next one I got is Grudge Race. Hell, what was that I just read? Oh, this is the Grudge Race of the Year. The Grudge Race of the Year. It's Lil Mo versus The Shadow, Mr. Five Speed versus Tony Wright, and Biz versus Butt Naked. Now, we had a lot of controversy over that one because I'm trying to figure out how in the world the Big Low versus the Gangsta Boo didn't get in that, you know. Matter of fact, Gucci, I don't know if you're the part of that committee or not, but how in the world did Big Low versus Gangsta Boo did not get nominated for the Grudge Race of the Year?
Hey, don't worry. Hey, we one thing about it, we not really worried about it because it's always the 2013 season. I guarantee that shit changed for 2013, so it's all good.
Well, I mean that was the only race really that everybody was watching for shit for 4 months. I know, but I mean, I'm just trying to figure out how it didn't make the cut. You know what I'm saying? But let's move on.
Apparently, Jay, it was enough people that decided that it wasn't what it lived up to be. So it is what it is. You know, the people have spoken, and it is what it is, Jay.
Right. All right, the Baddest on 28, Nitrous. Baddest on 28, Nitrous. The White Boys, Butt Naked, Big Low, Big Ball Factor, David Floyd, Chalk, and 7-Up. That's the Baddest on 28, Nitrous. Moving right along, the Baddest Extreme, as any power adder on 28. The White Boys. Biz, David Floyd, Butt Naked, Turbo Tim, Big Ball Factor, the Fulton Boys, Scott with Poop Performance, and the number one stunner, DJ Grant. All right, moving right along. Any thoughts on that one?
Not at all. That's not sufficient to me, brother.
All right. The Baddest on 29. The Baddest on 29's Nikers, the Gangsta Boo, Big Low, Rambo, Lethal Weapon, Tony Thorne, Hillbilly, Tate, and Lil Tony. All right, the nominees for the Baddest Extreme on 29. That means any power item. The Baddest Extreme on 29. Gangsta Boo, Big Low, Jimbo, Dunye, Wit, Moneymaker, Lil Tony, and Stevie Jackson. All right, moving on down the line. The Baddest Grudge Backhead, Big Sexy, Lil Mo, Dr. Jekyll, Motion Racing, Leon, Mississippi Nightmare, Baldy, Peanut, The Beast, The Shadow, and Birdman. Then it got the most feared grudge car. It's the Gangsta Boo, Lil Mo, The Beast, Birdman, Dunye, Mighty Joe Young. All right, then they got the rising superstar of the year, Biz, 007, Chad out of California, and Jimbo. I think Fast by Gash should have been in that one too. I don't know if we Florida might didn't have a lobbyist in this damn picking for some reason. The baddest pro mod of the year. Mr. Five Feet, Mario, Mighty Joe Young, Tony Wright, Mr. Dog Flash Sniper, and the O'Jax. Coming on down the line. Again, I think the next one is the Grudge Track of the Year. I think County Line got snipped on this one. The Florida need to get a representative. The nominees for the Grudge Track of the Year is Dallas Raceway, House of Hook, South Georgia Motorsport, No Limit Dragway, Darlington Dragway, Hub City Dragway, Orangeburg, US 131 Dragway, and Houston Motorsport Park. The other two categories are the Videographer of the Year, which I'm gonna skip, and the top show host of the year. The promoter of the year is Atomic Dog. These are the nominees for the promoter of the year. NGRA Pro Stock Joe, Mike Hill, Ronnie Brown Flash Car Key, Whit, Big Clark Flash Gadget, Alley Cat, Roy James, and Indycut. So, last category is Grudge Supporter of the Year. Grudge Supporter of the Year. Sharon, that's with Atomic Dog. Lady A, who's with Grudge Inc., and Ms. B, who mostly with Ronnie Brown, but she pretty much floats. So those are the nominees, and that may not be a complete list, but that's the list that I got, you know, tonight. All right. Coochie, did you get all your other folks on yet?
Yeah, I got them on. I was just waiting. It was getting so good and sounding so good, there was no need for
I understand.
No need for me to stop you in the middle, you know, while you was giving out. That would have been kind of selfish. So I want all the listeners to know, you know, exactly what was going on as far as the Grudge Inc. banquet go and the nominees and stuff. So that's good stuff that they need to hear. But now that we got that out of the way, 007.
What's going on? What's going on, Coochie? Jay?
All right, sir. All right, how are you?
Right.
All right, that's what's up. I got my main man, 007, on, and I got a phone call, and you know, it was brought some things to my attention, and I wanted to have a broad variety of grudge racers slash car owners and on the line to voice their opinion about this subject. From what I hear, as far as like he was just going over the nominees for the banquet about race of the year. And double oh seven got name had came up, and they said that he didn't have a highlighted race in 2012. So I'm just trying to figure out how did he highlight race when he ran the best of the best in his playoff.
Hold on.
I don't know. That's why I'm bringing it up to speed for my knowledge.
Okay.
You know, that's why I got everybody on the phone so we can get into this as a whole and get to it. I'm just trying to figure out how was that not the case? Me nor him was nominated for I guess that class due to the fact that we are the elite when it comes to spins. I mean, you got ice boards.
They waste a lot.
If you don't mind, may I correct you?
Go ahead. I can stand. I can stand straight.
I'm more, Okay, I'm the one brought that up. They was talking about out of 007 and Bitch, who was the racer? I don't know what the category was to be exact, but it was out of Bitch and 007. And I never said that 007 or anybody didn't have a high-profile race. First of all, let me get that straight. But I did say that 007 hadn't had many high-profile races as Bitch. That's what I said. These shows are recorded. And that's meaning, what I mean by high-profile, and then again, Crew Chief, you got to remember, this is just Mississippi Joe's opinion. Everybody else may think that Ken had more high-profile races than, or more exciting races than Bears. Or you may think, Crew Chief, that neither one of them had any exciting high-profile races. You understand what I'm saying? I want to make this clear. It was 007, and the category was left out of 007 and Biz. And I said Biz because he's had, and when I say high-profile races, let me tell everybody what I mean. It means that the race that's more exciting to me. You know, Georgia, you got some races that's going to come all, drive all the way to Dollars in the seat, and you got some you won't leave out of Florida. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just the truth. Some races are more exciting to us than others. Do you understand what I'm saying, Crew Chief?
Yeah, I hear exactly what you're saying, Joe. But my rebuttal to what you're saying, because you're saying that some races are exciting and people would travel another. Me personally, I personally thought that the race between myself and 007 was a very exciting race, according to the response that I got from the fans wanting to know that when me and 007 is, are we really gonna race 007 fast like gas? When y'all really gonna get it on? When y'all gonna race? And I mean, it was I heard a lot about the race. So me,
well,
for myself,
what I'm saying, Coochie, is that I never said that y'all race wasn't exciting.
No, I understand that, Joe. I understand exactly what she's saying. But you asked me a question, so I'm answering. I'm gonna answer the question. You know, for my opinion. And you know, but with that being said, I mean, if you think about it, for a second. Let's just say me and Big Ken, I ain't gonna even use Big Ken. I'll just say the Ice Boy. And the S, when it comes to like S10, when you talk about S10, small block S10 28 tire truck. I mean, there's only a handful of us that's really gonna do something. I mean, you got a few trucks out there that everybody talk loud and but nobody really gonna do something. But the Icy Boys, I gotta give them their props. The Icy Boys, Big Ken, 007. If you see one of those three trucks at the track, you're almost guaranteed to see them race somebody. You know what I mean? So, but the whole reason I got all this going is because I want to know what is considered a high-profile race, because don't get me wrong, 007 ran Pass My Gas / Crew Chief / Team Big Low, just as well as you did the same thing with the Gangsta Booth. You know what I mean? And I don't feel that one race was more superior than another, because the Gangsta Booth was considered the phenom of G-Body. And the same thing is with Lil Red Riding Hood. He was considered the phenom of S10s because he came out the woodworks and he was just as badass. He was as badass truck. You know what I mean? That Dog, Tony Vines, and a lot of people were saying it was unbeatable. You know what I mean?
But y'all got it wrong, bro. Y'all two are the elite amongst the S10s, man. But that has nothing to do with how many exciting races you all have had to me. You understand what I'm saying?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
Hold on, let me clear it up. Hold on, Joe. Let me clear it up right quick. They was comparing 007 and Biz as far as high profile races that 007 had versus the high profile races that Biz has had. Biz has had more. And that's the bottom line. I mean, the race that was in Florida definitely was a high profile race that I wanted to see and everybody wanted to see.
That was definitely a high profile race
that everybody wanted to see, and it's just as big as any race Biz might even been in. But I was just saying that's just, you know, as far as the amount of races that Biz has been in versus the amount of high profile races that 007 had been in, and it was most people's opinion that it was Biz that had more. That's all.
Hey, Stump.
Yeah.
I listen to this high profile stuff. The high profile races.
Hold on one second. But I mean, what I don't want you to say, because I really respect you, because I know.
Hey, Stump, I believe that. I'm not saying that. That's why, you know, I'm on here just as calm. You notice lately I've been coming to these shows. I've been just as calm and collected.
Let me say this first, because I can't take nothing away from you, because I really respect you in this game, because you are one of the ones that really will get on here and really, you know, go after some people. I mean, you are a true grudge definition in my book of a true grudge race that's really trying to engage, that's trying to go, and I believe you will definitely step out of the box just to make something happen.
I respect that
about you.
And you're right, man. But you know what? It's kind of just like I said a while back, man. Now, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Ken, you got a high-profile race running Little Tony. To me, running Fast by Gas is way more high-profile in my book than Little Tony.
I agree.
Because, okay, if you look back at the record, man, who have Little Tony beat this year? Not being no disrespect to Little Tony, I'm not disrespecting him, but who have you beat?
You're right. Nobody that I know of. I mean, I don't know.
Now, this is me. Mm-hmm. I think out of the races I got in Lena, you know, for Christian getting a race, if Fast by Gas come, a lot of people in Mississippi would like to see us break the tie. Because everybody knows those two trucks.
Hell, I would love to see it. I mean, I feel like anytime y'all race, that's going to be a high-profile race. Because y'all 1 and 2 top contenders in y'all class. That's the way I look at y'all, too.
All right, now you look at, okay, I really think if you want to say what's my high-profile race, if Fast by Gas don't come, would be running Big Drag now in 3 little cars. I'm running a legend, which Drag is known all over the world, man. Everybody know Big Drag.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, me and Drag, I call and talk to him today after Drag. To run 3 love is okay, but to give me 3, if I could beat you, man, that's
with
like going to the top of the league being John Force. You know what I'm saying? Because you driving that man's car.
Gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? No disrespect to Little Tony, man. There's no disrespect that I'm saying he's slow or none of that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying none of that. But, you know, with us with the trucks, you know, just like me and Crew Chiefs were talking, with us with the trucks, you know, one of the racers said last night, you know, man, I'd rather see some cars than see the truck. Well, you know, everybody raced cars. Everybody. G-Bodies and all this. But, you know, we got to get a little credit somewhere out there. We're a little different from a lot of other grudge races because we're taking a truck and trying to do it, man.
I understand that, too. And my thing, I think what y'all doing is a great thing, and I think it's going to catch on. See, y'all are starting more so a trend or making these trucks come out the woodwork, whereas they ain't been out the woodwork. Almost kind of like, I feel like what y'all doing is probably going to start a trend that almost like how the G-Body just up and just came and just pretty much done took over.
Right.
That's about what y'all starting. And the thing is, all y'all got is people that's going to be coming out the woodwork with these trucks gunning for y'all. That's what's going to happen.
That's the whole thing about it, man. We just, you know, we know we may not be in some people's eyesight. We ain't going to say just people, but we in some people's eyesight, we may not be as but to us, man, we spend the same amount of money as everybody else to try to get the recognition. That's all we do.
Yeah. Well, I don't think nobody's trying to take anything like that away from them, because I mean, both. I mean, passed by gas and crew chief, and you, all y'all are well respected in the game, and what y'all doing for the game is good. And ain't nothing. The only thing that's brought up about what this was, it was just the comparison of just y'all two individuals as far as the races that people's opinions on the races that happened this year. That's all.
And you got to look at it, man. You know, until unless, you know, somebody else knows something I don't know, until November the 3rd, until Beers came down there to Jay Barnes' track, and he won most of all his good races that day, didn't too many people know nothing about Beers. You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty much down here.
He ran Jimbo down there. Mm-hmm. He ran Buck Naked. But, I mean, no disrespect to Buck Naked, but then a whole lot of people know nothing about Buck Naked in Alabama.
Yeah.
We was over in Alabama. We left from Tony Race and went over there. We came over there Sunday and ran with y'all that Sunday when I ran the Mustang over there. Shit, did nobody say nothing about Buck Naked when we was over through there? All these people just came to the circuit at the end and got a lot of recognition, and now they had a good day. Everybody have a good day at the track, and you know now you know everybody's just up in the star in the spotlight. You know,
I look at you and Biz are really a lot alike as far as y'all character, as far as racing, because Biz loves to go, man. He's a bulldog, and he loves the race. He just like you. He barely backs down, and he's willing to step out the box and try some. Y'all characters are very similar, and Biz has done a lot in the North, and a lot of people on the shows and a lot of people up there know it. I mean, what we're trying to make the North, the South, the East, the West all one, and that way it's not so much they doing what they doing up there, but we don't know nothing about here. We're trying to make it where everybody knows what everybody's doing, North, South, East, and West.
Right. I understand what you're saying, man. There's no
disrespect to neither, you know, to you at all, because you are, like I said, one of the, in my opinion, one of the best grudge racers, one of the best people for grudge racers. I mean, because you got character.
Hey, but you know what, Stunner, I'm going to say this here, and just like I told Crew Chief. Now, man, everybody know Tony Byrne. Everybody know him.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that know him when Jordan was running with him and Chris was running with him and all that. Tony going to step out of character with that truck. And some of the races that we've been running lately, some of these guys when the dare stepped up and ran these cars.
That's true.
Absolutely
true.
You know what? We had some issues and some problems going on with the truck, and there's a loss is a loss. But, you know, I could sit back like a lot of people and say, well, oh, man, I ain't going to run this car. I ain't going to run that car. You know?
Yep.
The losses that we got last week, you know, everybody just, you know, took it out of character, blew it up, and you notice I really didn't say nothing about it because...
Uh-huh.
Man, we ran a Nova with a huge motor in it, with a 29W on it. Guess what?
Y'all still went ahead and did your thing. I mean, my prediction for 2013 is you already on the. I mean, my prediction for 2013 is you probably being one of the ones for Grudge Race of the Year, because that's just my feeling. I mean, that's my prediction because you love to go. I mean, it's obvious you love to go. I've always said that anytime you come on the show, anytime you on the phone, you trying to lock in, you trying to go.
Hold on, son. See, I'm going to stop you right there. And I'm going to give you, Ken Crew Chief, and everybody on the phone a prime example. You see what you just said? You said your prediction for this year is going to be that Ken is going to be up for Grudge Race of the Year. Hey, man, that's fine. That's your opinion. I said was my opinion.
We understand that, Joe, and that's Joe.
Hey, man, listen, everybody's going way off in the list.
I think
and all kind of shit, man. Ain't nobody, y'all think way too far, man.
No, Joe, I think it's cleared up now.
Ain't nobody kicking you in the nuts, man. You are entitled to your opinion. Nobody's kicking you in the nuts. You're taking it the wrong way.
Who had said something about the Trump's not appreciated and this and that? I never said nothing like that. I don't hear nobody saying that. I think everybody in the grudge game is appreciative of everybody who's bringing action. So why
Joe, you got a lot of background noise, Joe.
What now?
Yeah.
You had some background noise. You couldn't hardly hear you.
No, I don't have no background noise. I'm sitting inside of a truck.
Yeah, okay. Somebody has some background noise watching dishes or something.
And I'm just saying, Crew Chief, where y'all getting this from? Y'all need to pay attention and stop listening to the hearsay and know the facts.
Well, one thing about it is
Mississippi Joe's opinion. I never said that nobody wasn't appreciated, that the trucks wasn't appreciated, or anything like that. I never said that you and the crew chief race wasn't a high profile race, and I'm done with it. And now I'm listening. I'm going on mute.
Go ahead, Jake.
We just need to make a short statement about that. If anybody misconstrued that someone said that the event between yourself and 007 was not a high-profile race, it was definitely taken out of context. Now, and that's what we got to be careful. But when people are just talking and, you know, everybody was just bench racing and people were saying and the conversation came up between two racers. Now, in that particular class, it's four other people. I think it's a total of four. But that was just between those two. And it wasn't meant to overly lift one man and decrease another man. It's just bench racing where people talk their opinion. So it should stay where it was and should have been left like it was. But now I want to talk about the trucks. I truly thought for sure, and I gave Ken hell all year, because I truly felt that he had the most superior truck, you know, out there. And that's why I've always messed with him about it. I always told him I'm going to buy a truck or get somebody to come and whoop his ass. But I always felt that Ken was kind of the superior truck in the relationship to the trucks that I was aware of. Now, and I felt that way all the way up until I seen Fast by Gas. And I was kind of questioning Fast by Gas. You know, I was real iffy. I mean, I was real iffy, and I'll tell you why. I had been tainted now. And see, this is the thing that we all are guilty of. I had been tainted. I was pro 007 because only people I heard from were Dog, 007, and people talking about 007 and how bad it was. So all my information was based on that. And every now and then, I hear you say something about Fast by Gas. So when we all went to Bradenton, in my mind I'm like, shit, 007 finna go to damn Fast by Gas. And I tell you what made me change my mind before the race happened. When I was sitting there listening, I'm looking. I had my video camera out, You know, I got some good pictures of that on Good Inc. where you can see the progression down the track. But let me show you this. When I heard 007 rip the motor, you know, it sounded good. Now, it sounded damn good. But when I heard damn Fast by Gas rip, I was like, shit, that damn thing sounded like a big block. And at that point, as I heard that car, I said, shh. And I, all day long, I had been telling everybody, you know, 007 out front. And so I'm just letting you know that at that moment when I heard the engine, I said, you know, at that point, I changed my mind to Fast by Gas. But all day long, everybody that asked me my opinion, I told them, Fast by Gas. I mean 007. And had been thinking that, like I said, all year. And so that was a major surprise to me, an upset to me. And I think it was a high-profile race. You know, had one of the better races than anticipated races. Definitely upset, because nobody thought that y'all would whoop 007. I know I didn't. But the one thing that I learned from that was we are all biased. If you don't realize that you are biased. You only listen, when you listen only to a certain group of people, you're going to be pro them. But the reality is, when that wind light come on, that tells the story until the next time. So, you know, I like to give props out to 007. I thought for sure he would close out, you know, undefeated in the truck world. And but I got to give a bigger prop out to Fast by Gas by stepping up and being recognized and showing that, you know, he is a true grudge racer.
Well, I appreciate everything you said, Jay, and I don't have a problem with nothing that you said, Jay, that nothing you said, DJ said, or Mississippi Joe said. Like you said, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. That's the whole reason, you know, I feel Joe getting in his feelings about it, you know, getting a little upset about it, but it's all good. That's why I wanted everybody to be on so everybody can give their opinion, and we don't have to go by the hearsay, you know what I mean? We can hear it straight from the horse's mouth. That was the reason for having everybody. Yes, Joe.
For the record, man, I'm not upset, man. I just see how things are so misscrewed around on these shows. You know? That's all.
Yep.
I'm not upset at all.
It's all good, Joe. Like I say, brother, if we had believed that or I had believed that, I would, you know, I'm the type of person, I hear something, when I hear one side, I want to hear the other side, you know what I mean? So I'm not the type of person to just take things and run with it. I'd rather get everybody to the board negotiation and let's talk about it and let's get a good understanding of whatever the situation may be, you know what I'm saying, down to who could tie their shoe the fastest. If they say Joker beat me tying the shoe, well, goddammit, I want to find out. You know what I mean? I mean, no harm intended to nobody, but, The main reason, the other thing to this whole scenario was I wanted to get from everybody their own personal opinion. What do you consider a high profile race, and what does it take for it to be a high profile race?
That was
the second part.
Okay, so Crew Chief, you telling me that every race you go see is every race you see in the track throughout your time of grudge race, it's just exciting as the last one you saw?
No, that's not what I'm saying, Joe. I'm just asking a question, you know, just for...
I'm going to give you an answer if you answer my question.
Okay, now,
could
you repeat the question again for me, Joe?
You said you want to know what a high-profile race is, right?
Uh-huh. I want to, you know, for the fans. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you an example. The race that you and Big Kid has had is a high-profile race.
Oh, okay. Cool. Appreciate it.
When I say high-profile, I mean more exciting to the individual than other races. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's some races that you'd be like, hey, man, they're going to race. But then it's some that you'd be like, oh, man. Golly, I can't wait. Oh, man, I'm going to travel such to see this race. This is going to be a barn burner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can't tell me, Crew Chief, I done heard you say, you know, and show facial expressions and the attitude wise words that some races excite you more than others.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Like Big Ball Fact and Turbo Tim, that was another... I feel like a high pro. It's basically just races that fans and grudge races that really anticipate seeing that will probably drive a few hundred miles or whatever to come see it. That's all it is. It's not really so much nobody. It's just the majority's opinion on what they of races that people want to see. Pretty much.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, I got something to add to that. I'm gonna tell you a race that I feel was a high-profile race, and we didn't know about it until it actually got off. And that was the first round of G-Body in Burlington with Big O and the Lawyer. Man, you had to be there to see that race. I think these guys must have shot at the line for like 2 minutes, and nobody.
Yeah, I seen that on YouTube. Oh, no, just that.
That was a very, very, and then this is the thing about that. Let me show you now. It's going back to, see, people don't know the build up to that, because you know, the build up came out of I think when we looked at Rock's race, when the Lawyer put everybody on the trailer. He put he won the G-Body shootout that that White Boys was in, Gigantic was in. I can't think, you know, it was several, and the lawyer won. So, you know, and the lawyer kind of been talking and strutting and letting it be known that he the man. And so when it came down, and, you know, again, you know, for whatever reason, he either underestimating the Big Low or not knowing, you know, the capabilities of Big Low, that was a major, major race. But the people who had some insight that the lawyer, from my opinion now, felt that that was just a stepping stone to get to his crown. You know, the lawyer was on. Oh, yeah. The lawyer has been on a track to claim the G by the throne, and I think he thought that was, you know, where it was. If he would have whipped Big Low, he would have got a little bit closer to that crown. But he got stopped in his track. I think that was I agree with you, Coochie. That was a hell of a race.
That was one hell of a race. And what made that race more exciting before they even got in the water box was that Big Low he was there all weekend and hadn't made a pass none that weekend due to the fact that once we pulled the car out of the trailer, we found out he had a problem and we were unable to make a pass all weekend. We didn't make a pass until we ran the lawyer. That was our first pass down the track. You know what I mean? So everybody, I heard bets going on. Everybody say Big Low gonna go on the bumper. Big Low gonna blow the tires off. Big Low ain't gonna make the trip. This, that, and that. I heard everything you could think of in grudge racing when we ran up against the lawyer. But I mean, the burn down, like I say, but that video that y'all saw, man, you had to be there on the line to actually feel the tension between those two drivers. And it was like, the video don't show all the pump faking between the two cars. The Low was bumping in like he wanted to go in. The lawyer, he was making moves like he wanted to go in. And I mean, you can't see all that from the video. But I mean, that was a real exciting race, and we didn't even realize it until it actually took place. You know what I mean? But you know, not
but
taking away
this
from the lawyer.
Let me ask you, Coochie. This was my thinking. I was in the stands trying to video it and talking to the guys around it. I'm hollering to the top of my voice, telling everybody, the longer he waits, the worse it's going to be. Because I knew that that Team Big Low, they race in Miami, Florida, man. You can't burn them down.
No, you ain't going to burn them down.
Now, how can a car coming out of South Carolina, North Carolina area kind of burn down a guy who raced every weekend out of Miami?
Well, I'll tell them like this, Jay. Not mean to cut you off. I'll tell them like this. To anybody in the grudge world, any all the grudge racers, if you ever think about racing Big Low and think you're going to burn them down, you're wasting your time. You would never, ever, I don't care how long you sit there, you would never be able to burn that car down. It's impossible to burn him down. You will burn up before he burns up.
Exactly.
I can almost guarantee it.
I knew that for a fact. I said, now, he done picked the wrong guy to burn down with. You know, if you're going to try to burn somebody down, you need to pick somebody out of New York. You know what I mean? You don't need to be picking nobody out of damn Florida, you know.
I'm going to tell you another race that I was waiting on. That was a high-profile race that I was been waiting to see since I very first heard about it. That was with DJ Grant and the White Boys. You know how bad I wanted to see that race, you know?
Shit.
And I'm not going to lie. Whoever's trying to figure out they open the clothes, get your mic from me, brother. But yeah, I wanted to see that race bad, and I was honestly pulling for DJ Grant. I thought DJ Grant was gonna pull away from it.
I just felt
if DJ Grant leads anywhere around the White Boys, y'all don't pay DJ Grant call no attention. Man, when that shit come on. I mean, DJ Grant got to charge out this world, I guess, because it's called white. You not realize what's taking place, but DJ Grant be getting the fuck on. So I just felt if DJ Grant would leave with him, if he cut any light anywhere close to their light, man, The air is a soup. The air was what they call, what we call down here, baked chicken. You know what I mean? You can stick a fork in it, because I just didn't think they was going to be able to run with them. I could have been wrong.
But,
you know,
Coach, before I get off the phone, I'm enjoying your show. I'm not mad. I'm in a very good mood. I want to ask you one question that you said that raised my attention. Was that you said the Gangsta the Boo was a what?
A phenom.
Oh, man, I'm gone. Y'all have a good night.
All right. For sure. That's what's up, Joe.
Yeah.
No pressure. All right, now.
What's that?
Hey. I said, no problem. That's a good night. One thing about me, I give props away. I give props away. Props do. One thing about me, I'm definitely not a hater. I'm going to call it just how I see it, whether it's in my favor or not. Hey, y'all, that Gangsta Boo car was one of those cars to be reckoned with. But I just also feel it was just a matter of time before, you know, somebody, you know, catch up with the program. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You go. There's only so much time you got before people catch up. You know what I mean? And
right.
Gangsta Boo came out and did his thing, and he was, as the year went on, he was doing his thing. But at the same time, you had a couple cars out there that was catching up to him. And I'll be the first to say, Big Low was one of those cars. It's just for some strange reason, I don't know if them two boos mad at each other, don't like each other, or whatever the case may be. But that motherfucking red car would just do something stupid every damn time, you know, he ran up against that Gangsta Boo. And we couldn't figure out, like, what? Y'all used to be cousins and they had a formal relationship or something in the past? Or something we didn't
How
know
you
about.
Doing, Crew Chief?
Yo, talk to me.
Yeah, you right. It was something that car was doing stupid, fucking with the Gangsta Boo. It had no business fucking with that gangster.
No problem.
So you had it right. It was doing something stupid, getting on the side of that motherfucking Gangsta Boo.
No problem. In your opinion, you're absolutely right. It's two things we're never going to argue on my show. That's opinions and politics.
Yeah.
You take both of them and stick them in your ass. I care about your opinion, you can stick it in the next ass. And tell me if you ever seen an ass on the net. Anybody who ever seen an ass on the net, push the one button and let me know what it looked like. I ain't never seen one.
Yeah. Well, we know what it looks like when you get your ass cut, that's for sure.
I tell you what, you get on the side of that motherfucker and we'll show you what it looked like to have your ass cut.
Hey, I wouldn't mind getting on the side of that yellow thing.
And I would rather you get on the side of that red thing.
You say you would rather us get on the side of that yellow truck?
The red thing. If y'all got a big block, come on, man.
No, we don't have a big block. We only got small blocks.
Okay, what you got? Small block? You got a turbo or some stupid shit?
No. We got a small block Camaro.
That's a total, man.
Here we go again. I got the same thing.
No, I'm just saying, you said listen, bro. I'm listening.
I don't have the type of car you got. I don't have that type of car. But if you make the race anything like right on your ass, I go, goddammit. You could trick me.
You don't even know what car I'm talking about, Crew Chief.
You just said Lil Tony, right?
I did not say Lil Tony. That's
okay,
you saying Lil Tony. I said Camaro.
Okay, what car are you talking about?
Well,
Camaro.
Yes, it's Lil Tony.
Oh?
Yeah, that's the Camaro I'm talking about, Lil Tony's car. But I didn't.
Make the race anything like right, and you got me.
You know what? I'm going to have to really make it fair. Hold on, folks.
All right, in the meantime, while this stupid motherfucker want to hold up the show, and he ordered a number two and shit at Burger King, back to like I was saying, like I said, I call it straight down the middle, man. The Gangsta Boo is definitely a bad motherfucker, you know what I mean? And I'm looking forward to seeing that car back out real soon and, you know, doing his thing, man. You know, I'm glad y'all got it back up and running, and, you know, I'm glad to see y'all boys back, you know what I mean? I congratulate everybody today to come back from a tragic that y'all had with that car. You know what I mean? So Big Pop, Team Gangsta Boo. Hold on, check the fuck up, because I'm talking. Thank you. I'm glad to see y'all back out. Team Mississippi Joe, Travis, y'all boys, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all back out and doing what you do, man.
Nah. All right, thank you, Coochie. Thanks, partner.
No problem, man. Back to this ignorant motherfucker. Keep calling my name. What do you want?
Will you be in Lehman or Mississippi?
I'll probably be in, I'm most likely right now, I'm almost 90% sure I'll be in Lehman, Mississippi, but I will not be have a vehicle with me.
Okay.
I'm gonna come and support Grudge Inc., Big Ken, Big Clark, and the whole Grudge Inc. movement, so I will be in attendance to support my fellow racers and fans.
Okay.
Now, if you get your ass to run the Brown race, because if you could drive to Mississippi, you could drive your ass to run the Brown race and make it right. Now, what's up? Talk to me.
Yeah, I see y'all was talking real greasy about the Northern guys at Ronnie Brown race.
Man, fuck that. Man, did you come in the Ronnie Brown race, man? What is y'all about to talk about this shit, bro?
I don't know, Mr. Cruz.
Okay, well, when you
you sticking your motherfucking chest out, you know the Camaro will be down in Hattiesburg and Lehman.
Didn't I just tell you I would not be there with the car?
Okay, well, you
rode a short yellow bus all your fucking life.
No. Well, you sticking your chest out, you know, is a good little height for us to keep running down there.
Man, any motherfucker, when you go outside your state, is a height, bro. Join the rest of the motherfuckers. Join the rest of the people that grudge race, dog. If you can't afford to stay the fuck home. That's all you got to do, bro.
I mean, we coming down there, motherfucker. Get your ass over to Lehman or over to Hattiesburg.
Man, I swear, bro, I swear, your mama got to get a check for your dumb ass.
Get your ass to Lehman or Hattiesburg, man.
Only retarded
I'm going to check with Lil Tony and see if we can get over to Ronnie Brown race and entertain your ass.
Okay, so when you check with Lil Tony and find out if he can get there, then you call back into the show and push the one button. Until then, you push the one button and just listen, bro. Appreciate it.
Now I'm gonna do some talking, motherfucker.
Man, listen.
Now
bro,
down on your ass, anyway.
Man, I got other people on the show with their mic up that I need to get to that don't talk about something better than you. Okay. Now everybody got their hand up, open their mic, and let me see what they got to say. If anybody got anything they want to
You know what, though? No, I'll make it to the Ronnie Brown race with my turbo car. I'll beat your motherfucking ass with that car.
If you come with a turbo car, you need to brake. And down on your ass, I go.
You need to brake.
Motherfucker
down there giving me a break. Why would I give you a break, motherfucker?
Okay. You right, sir. Yeah, talk to me. Yeah.
He got a turbo car, right?
Yeah, he got a turbo car.
Okay. Oh, you might need to check and see if that turbo car is going to be ready.
Oh, shit. I can do that. But I don't think he wants them troubles, man.
As long as it's a small block, I got to go, motherfucker.
Man, I don't know. I don't know about what's in it. I just know it got a half drive sitting on the front of it.
Now he sound like me talking about this and talking about that.
I didn't tell you you had to say no big block. I said a small block, motherfucker. I didn't tell you we coming with no big block, did I? I told you, okay, you got a small block, we'll race a small block. I didn't say, we coming with a big block
No, you didn't, sir. You said you got a turbo, and when I told you we got a turbo, we just don't know what's in it. We ain't never looked up under the hood. We just see the hair dryer hanging off the front of us.
Okay. And I asked you whether it's a small block, right?
He just told me.
We ain't never opened the hood. Only thing we know is a hair dryer sitting out the front.
Okay. You're absolutely right. We stupid
Man, finish eating number two, man. God damn. I tell you. Damn it, man. Lay, talk to me. Do anybody got anything they want to add to this shit? Because we've had a good conversation until we get an old ignorant motherfucker who get a check every day on a goddamn first and a third, talking about some bullshit.
Yeah, I wish they sent it this month, goddammit, then I can make it to my Ronnie Brown race.
And this motherfucker don't really understand how to shut the fuck up.
Nah, I talk when I want to talk, motherfucker. What's wrong with you, man?
Man.
Hey, you need to be calling Lil Tony and see if you can make it to run around race while you bumping.
He might make it.
Yeah, all right. Don't worry about it. I might hit the lottery tomorrow.
But then you can make it over to Mississippi, motherfucker.
If I hit the lottery tomorrow, I damn sure won't be in Mississippi. I'll send a ass a motherfucking check and tell him I'll catch him. I'll see him when I get the fuck back.
Okay.
Oh, okay. My point exactly. Lady A.
Yes.
We got anybody got their hands up, Lady
A? I just opened a few mics.
Talk to them. Who we got?
I have Big Will and Mailman and Lil Carter.
All right, Big Will, Mailman, Lil Carter. Fellas, what's going on? Welcome to Grill, brother.
What's going on, man? Just listening in.
Just talk to him, man. You got anything? Tell me about one exciting race that you saw last year that was well anticipated for.
That would be wow.
I mean, ain't got to be nobody we know. Long as you know them, it's all good, brother.
Yeah. I'm trying to get one in. I'm trying to get one of them good ones. I saw quite a few of them, though. I'll figure it out. Go ahead, Mailman. Tell your story.
Mailman. I guess he out there still delivering the mail. Mailman, talking to me, brother. All right, I guess the mailman don't want to talk. Who else we got online, lady?
We have Lil Carter as well.
Lil Carter, talk to me. Lil Carter. Okay,
these people may be on mute, but that's it for right now.
Okay, okay. Well, with that being said, let me see Mr. Sun, Mr. Grant.
Yes, sir. I'm here, brother. I'm right here rolling with you.
You rolling with me, man. I heard you say you were down there and picked up that good old transmission today. And,
actually, I was driving mine off. They was picking theirs up.
Oh, you
missed
okay.
About 10 minutes.
Okay. You should have got
yeah, but I should be picking mine back up either tomorrow evening or no later than Friday. By lunchtime, I'm sure. Mr. C and Neil gets it done. They don't play up there, so I'm sure he'll probably have it ready for me tomorrow.
Oh, cool. You should call them boys and call them and told them to turn around and come back. You say, hey, man. should have had a buddy call him and say, hey, man, your daddy here. Ooh. He ain't good. Brother, he here. Your daddy, he said, get back up here, boy.
Yeah, I'm sure it would have been pretty exciting if we both were there at the same time. Sure it would have been pretty interesting.
I'm almost certain that it would have. I got to say to you that. I got to say, I love Nike, bro. I love Nike. I'm a Nike freak. But for some strange reason, I just got a feeling you're going to turn the W on, brother.
Yeah, that's how I feel, too. I mean, like I said, they have definitely, toward the end of 2012, stepped their game up. They got a little faster than that. And hats off to them. They really did their thing this year, but I got to get down on their ass. I got to go.
You ain't wrong, DJ.
Huh.
But, I mean, like I said, ain't taking nothing away from them guys. Them guys did their thing this year.
One thing about it, DJ, when it comes to the white boys, whatever awards that they may win or they may receive at the banquet, they deserve all of them, buddy.
They do. They really do. I can put my personal what I want to do to them aside, but I just be quiet. But I definitely give them their props.
I do too, Crew Chief. I think they really been putting in work, man.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
I mean,
they.
Yeah. I mean, but it goes to show, man. Anybody in this game, man, you got to be dedicated. You got to stay at it because, like everybody else, just like Mississippi Joe, just like the white boys, they was all laughed at one point in time. Mm-hmm. I mean, they put in it. It's their time. I mean, it's their time to shine. They've been at it for a long time. You know, people laughing now, can't get down the track. Always, you know, crank up, sound like a gorilla, but couldn't get past, you know. Yeah, I mean, a little bit past 6 foot, they knock the tires off every time.
Yeah. I remember back in the day when they first came around, and when they had that brown, when the car used to be brown, and they first brought it around, when they was running, when they started this G-body thing with no cage in it. I remember when they had a car with no cage in it. The same one they running now. And they started going a little, they started, you know, doing their thing, and then they put that big motor in it, and they added a couple bars to it. And like you said, it was knocked the tire off. And it got to the point where people wasn't worried about them. People really wasn't worried about the white boys at all. But they, in the back of their mind, they felt that if they ever get
that shit figured out,
yeah. And everybody who ran up against them was hoping that this wasn't the time that they had it figured out. You know what I mean? Yeah, you're like, man, we ain't worried about them. Shit, if that motherfucker stay hooked up, if we in trouble. You know what I mean? And, you know, we laugh at them. And I remember when, talk to them. Yo.
What's up, baby?
Hold on. Man, tell everybody who this is on the phone, man.
Fast by gas.
Okay. What's going on, bro?
What's that?
I was just sitting here listening. I'm just listening. Hey, who was that dude you was talking to, man?
Talking about the mailman. That
sounds
like the mailman,
ain't it? No, that ain't the mailman. I think that's Larry. I think his name is Larry or something. He's from up the road, man. He's from Chicago or somewhere like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I think we're going to have to start going down on some of these calls, man.
Yeah, man. We're going to be like the Big Ten syndrome, man. Say, man, fucking it. So all the rest of these other S10 step up. And we're going to do it. Man, listen, 2013 all year, man. 2013
yeah,
is definitely
yeah.
all year. But before I get into that, I got a public service announcement out everybody, for all the listeners out there, because it's a little late in the show, I might have a few extra people that's on. If you're planning to attend the banquet, there is a $40 fee per person. If you need any more info, that $40 is going to cover your meal, your entry fee to meal, for all the entertainment at the banquet. But for more information, you can contact Lady A at 478-283-9564. Once again, if you need more information about the banquet, you can get in contact with Jay Barnes, DJ Grant, Big Clark, Lady A, Mississippi Joe, if I'm not mistaken, to be correct. All those people I just named will have all the information that you need, the latest updates, the latest and greatest updates of the Grudge Inc. banquet. And remember, you do not have to be affiliated with Grudge Inc. To come and attend and enjoy the fellowship and the brotherhood and recognize these racers from all over the country as they receive these awards for their great accomplishments in the 2012 race season. So come out and support. It's not about grudging. It's about you supporting your fellow racers in the grudge game as a whole as they receive their awards for their accomplishments in the 2012 race season. So once again, that's $40 per person entry fee, and that's going to cover all your entertainment for tonight. I think they're going to have a bar. Yeah, drinks definitely going to be on you. Just come out and enjoy. You know, come out and enjoy one another. Like I say, fellowship, the brotherhood, a little trash talking here and there. So, like I said, that's Jay Barnes, DJ Grant, Lady A, Mississippi Joe, Big Clark, any one of those people I just named to have information for you for the Grudge Stick Banquet. Like I said, you do not have to teach. I repeat, you do not have to be a Grudge Inc. member to attend this banquet. This banquet is for everybody. If you're a Grudge racer, or you're a Grudge fan, or you just like to smell race gas, or just like to be around people, whatever your situation may be, you do not have to be a Grudge Inc. member to attend this banquet. So I look forward to seeing everybody out. I will be in attendance, representing for my team. And for those who can't, won't be my the members of my team that will not be able to make it, I am the governor of Grudge Inc. for the state of Florida, so I will be in the building holding down Florida that weekend. That's February 10th, Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's after we leave Greenham, Mississippi on the 9th, we're going to slide on over to Hattiesburg, and we got a little racing going on Fat Tuesday. We kick off with Fat Tuesday that Sunday. And we're going to be in, that night we're going to be at the banquet, and it's going down. The weekend before, we got Palm Beach International Raceway, Pro Stock Joe, Team Big Low, 187 Gangster, Speed Truck World, T5, Fast By Gas, Baldy, Grape 8, the whole crew, man. We all going to be in the building, come out and show some support, show our love at our home track. But the one stop gonna make it over to Mississippi, we're gonna fall right back down the Ronnie Brown race with our whole new swag for 2013. That's right, I said our new swag. We ain't got our old swag back. We got a whole new swag.
That's right.
So, we got a whole new swag for 2013. My main man T5, he on the phone, the CEO of Kelly Racing, Fast By Gas, Team Big Low, the whole PRD clique. 187 Gangsters, man, we're going to be in the building. We come down and do some unspeakable shit. And whoever get on the side of us, it is what it is. Whether you like it, you don't like it, congratulate, hate it, whatever. Just come out, my main man, Ronnie Brown, February 16th, South Georgia Motorsports Park. We're going to be in the building. Believe that. If you want to see what go down, don't wait for the DVD, because the DVD ain't going to be able to show you all this shit that's going to happen. So, y'all come out, support my main man, Ronnie Brown, official team sponsor of Big Low, of Team Big Low, you know what I mean? Two times for Remy Martin, VSOP. We're going to be in there on heavy Remy Martin and heavy cranberry from a man T5 that he don't drink. So we'll have his cranberry flight sitting off to the side. And y'all come vibe with us, man. Come vibe, come check us out, man. Like I say, the month of February, everybody who's talking about what they're going to do, how they're going to do. You can get it in Palm Beach, Lena, Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Valdosta, Georgia.
So hey, Crew Chief.
Yo, talk to me.
Now, if I do get Tony to come down there, would you be willing to run him head up down there? We ain't got to give you nothing.
Talk to me when you find out more information, sir. In the meantime, push the one button and quit holding up the show with bullshit. In the meantime,
asking you a question.
Okay, ain't no sense of talking about that, bro. Ain't no sense of talking about that until you find out the man coming, bro. I'd rather give my listeners something than a goddamn info.
You can get a what?
I would rather give them something to listen to besides an info.
I'm trying to get it. So if you say yeah, I'm gonna get him to come down there.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you like this. Since we're talking about if. If he make the race right, down on his ass.
You need something.
I'm asking you, man.
Yes, I need
something,
sir. Yes, I need something. Okay, well, yes. That's what I'm asking you. You act like I'm playing with you. I'm asking you, do you need something or you gonna run him head up?
You got to be the most stupidest motherfucking drag race. I said that.
Okay, well, that's why I asked your motherfucking ass, crew chief. Do you see what I'm saying?
That's why I told your motherfucking ass from the word go.
Okay, you just
said
that.
If you make the race right. I told you if you make the race right.
All right, man, I'm done talking to you, man. I'm done talking to you.
Okay, goodbye, sir. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. Nah, back to what I was saying before I was interrupted by Kimo or whatever the hell his name is. Like I say, man, the month of February, y'all can check us out. The East Coast is going to be live and popping. The Southeast Coast is going to be live and popping. It's going down the month of February. You should be able to find your man and do what you want to do with him. Nah, I got that out of the way. Sans Vargas.
Yes.
How was your day, sir?
It was all right until I heard them not even recognize us, man, you know. Well, the up-and-coming stars, I heard, who was that? The Biz and 007, right?
Yeah, something like that, bro. Something like that.
Okay, so we gotta make ourselves known, man. So
exactly.
we're gonna go on everybody's ass. We're gonna have to go down on everybody, that's all. We're gonna have to go down on everybody.
Yes, you're right.
You know, we're gonna have to do like Ken, do try. Just go at us.
Yeah, you're right about that?
Yeah.
Definitely right about that.
We gonna make them recognize us, man. That's all. That's all.
It's just like anything.
I think you're on the right track. It's just a matter. I don't think you need to change your program. I think you're on the right track, and some of these trucks got to step up a little bit. You ain't got to be jumping all over the place. Can't find it. That ain't necessarily the best thing in the world. I think you're on the right track. You know, obviously, the more you come out of Florida, though. You know, the more popularity you'll get. You know, that's how that goes.
Hold on, I gotta stand correct. Fast by Gas just came along late in the season, bro. He just got his program together later on in the season. And the actual minute he got his program going is when y'all heard about him. As soon as he got his program going, he came right out and got into it. You know what I mean? He got right in the mix up. So it's not like he was down in Florida not doing no racing. You know, he'd been down for a minute, getting his program together. You know, he made some changes and got some things straightened out. You know what I mean? And not as soon as he got, I got to give him his props. I used to be at him. I ain't going to lie. I used to be at his ass. You know what I mean? But, you know, he had some things going on, and he got his program straightened out. He got his program straight now. So you know how the saying goes: you can't beat him. You gotta join him. I couldn't beat the man. I couldn't beat him. I give him his props. I couldn't beat him. So guess what? I joined him. You get a lot of people say, "Well, he joined up with Team Big Low." No, we joined up with him. So you know what I mean? So
I got
all the haters out there who like to get it twisted and say this, that, and other. Man, like I said, they can take that shit and stick it in the mat, fan. But like I said, I gotta give him his props. He came along late in the race season. As soon as he got his program together, the first person he wanted to run was 007. And Big Ken will tell you, I made contact with him. I made contact with Big Ken about racing Fast My Gas before I was even driving his truck. And Big Ken will tell you that.
Well, but this is the same thing, man. Again, I'm still saying that I'm all for a Fast My Gas, but we may be saying the same thing. He did come on late in the year, and he have definitely improved and put more shine on the truck game, because at one time it was only one truck in it, and that's basically, you know, 007, and the only person he really had to mess with was at that time with the Icy Boy. And so now he have definitely put more spotlight on it, but you don't think it would uplift him more and put his name out there more if he did travel up more up into the States?
You're absolutely right. And that's a part of getting his program together with him being travel. He couldn't travel as much as he was able to, due to the fact that he was revamping some things in his program. Hold on one second.
But one thing about it, I'm coming.
I think everybody know that. And
I'm coming.
He coming. Like I say, he made some changes, and he wasn't able to travel how the race game was going. But I guarantee 2013, we will be in a lot more states, and we're gonna get a lot more fan base, and we're gonna be around a lot more stronger than ever in 2013.
if we got to build a bunk bed, if we got to build a bunk bed trailer, I ain't talking about a stacker. I'm talking about a bunk bed trailer. Y'all know what a bunk bed trailer is, right? Jay Barnes, you know what a bunk bed trailer is?
I don't know what a bunk bed trailer is.
For everybody who don't know what a bunk bed trailer is, it's a trailer where you cut the roof off of it, and then you just build a ramp just big enough to go over the car there on the bottom, and then you just drive the car on top and just let the shit there, let the truck hang out the top of the roof. They call that a bunk bed trailer.
They don't know nothing about that.
So we're going to cut the roof off.
I know one thing. We going down on their ass this year.
Lady A. Hold on. Lady A. Did you leave?
I'm here.
Hey, could you open up 007 mic, please?
Okay. Your mic is open.
007.
Man, since I got off the phone and talked, they closed my mic. I done went out 3 times and came back. Nobody rolled my mic, man. What's going on?
No, you had a little background noise, King. We were trying to find it, and just so happened it was your mic. So I asked her to kill the background noise for the brother.
Oh, man, I was wondering, shit, were y'all buying 007 now? God damn.
No, man.
Shit, don't start this, man. Fuck. What's up, kid? You can go outside and run if you want to, man. They don't give your ass no credit. You can go outside if you want to. You better stick with their kids,
I'm going to have to earn mine. They done got me upset already, man. I'm just getting in the game, boy, and they got me upset. So I'm pulling out the checkbook.
Hey, I was mad because I felt to know that y'all should have been in that race for Superstar of the Year because y'all can't step up to the plate. And, you know, when you came out with your truck, we became a race like Big Low and the Gangsta Boo. I mean, I ain't knocking Lil Tony, but shit, man, we done brought. These are Tony. Lil Tony beat nobody. If we have, shit, somebody post a video up. I mean, y'all should have been in the business, man. I'm getting
begging,
man.
And you begging, huh?
Huh?
He gonna beat you in Lehman. That's what he gonna do to
hey,
you.
Hey, Kimo, you ain't got to quit wishing on a prayer. I'm going to run your ass head up. So we ain't got to talk about that. Don't hold it to him, you mentioning
Lil Tony. Lil Tony ain't mentioning you.
I'm just saying.
And you
driving
that Lil Tony.
Hey, fans, my guy, you ain't got to run him head up. I'm going to run his bad ass head up.
It's my hometown.
Now watch what I do to him in Mississippi.
Yeah. Which car that is?
That's the yellow Camaro.
That's the Bumblebee Camaro.
Yeah, that 2010. Oh, you got that 2010 yellow Camaro.
Oh, man.
Hey, man.
We're going to have to talk tomorrow, Coochie.
Hey, man, right there. We're going to stop running each other. After running Brown Ray, we're going to stop running each other. We're going to run these other people.
We're going to get some recognition
in 2013 now.
Trust me, I'm in the making of that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we start running each other, and we're going to run these other cars, man. We may not beat them all, but we're going to beat some of their ass. Huh?
Hey, I heard another night talking about they don't want to see no trucks run. Did you hear a guy say
that? Well, a lot of guys, man, say, we don't want to see no truck. We want to see some cars. So we don't pick up. All these goddamn cars ain't flying. So it's gonna be something like that we can reach and grab.
Yeah. Didn't I ask you that, crew chief? Didn't I ask you about that?
I said you asked me about that. You damn sure did.
Yeah. Because I gave more credit than they deserve.
What we're gonna do is just like Big Ken said, we're gonna go through the bunch and start picking these sour apples out one by one, hitting these motherfuckers across the head, and tell them to get in goddamn line. What we gonna do, man? We're gonna start picking these sour motherfuckers out one by one until they had to get in the gear, and that way we gonna, like you said, we gonna earn our keep.
You know, we're gonna have to be the bully. We just gonna have to come out and just start bullying people, man. Until somebody gets us off the head and make us go sit in the corner.
You ain't gonna bully shit. You too sensitive, Poochie. You ain't gonna bully nothing.
Well, you gotta worry about that. You gotta worry about that. I got his back. So he can be sensitive he be sensitive at that light when we line up with him. I'm about to let that thing loose, man. I ain't holding back.
It's all good. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. 2013, I can almost reassure. 2013, we gonna get our recognition. Fast by gas, Big Ken, and the S10 is gonna get their recognition for 2013, guaranteed. We gonna add a new class to that when they begin with them awards. We gonna add a new class nominees for 2013. I guarantee that shit. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's right.
The good Lord keep blessing our body and keep us on this side of the earth where we able to do this when we get ready to it and when these races come up, man. It's going to be trouble, man. We're going to get a fans a lot to fucking see in 2013, man. A lot to see. We're going to have them over there chasing them bitches. We like groupies. You know how you get a rapper got groupies? We're going to have groupies with these vehicles, man. Going over there? Trust me, going down.
Hey, Coochie.
Talk to me.
That thing over there, you know what I'm saying? And we got these heavy trucks, all steel. Everything except the hood. So we're going to go to plastering these motherfucking trucks up just like these guys got these cars plastered up, knock some of the weight off there so we can be competitive. And we're going to tell them to get their ass to the line, man.
I believe that. We can get down through there then.
Because half of these guys you see is out here flying with these 28-inch tires and shit, got fiberglass all over. We the only fools that running steel around here.
Yeah,
you got a half a car, 007. What the fuck are you talking about off here? You got a half a car.
Hey, Timo, I ain't talking about what's on your car. I'm not saying.
You got a half a car, man. You got a half a car. You lighter than all these other cars, man.
Hey, I wish you people would start speaking on that truck because you don't know what's to that truck. And if you want to buy it, it's for sale. If not, you don't see me getting on here bumping my gum or saying anything about
it.
All
the car people, y'all heavier than all the car people. You guys got a half of a car.
Hey, Timo, let me tell you something. I'll lock your ass up right now, man. Turn that fucking truck loose. Pick any day down here you want to. I'll lock your fucking ass up right now, man. Sure, you ain't doing shit with that turbo.
Don't worry about it. We get something together when I get down there. I will.
Oh, okay. See, I got confidence in mine.
But I'm not.
You ain't got no confidence.
You can't have too much confidence. You're asking for me to give you something, motherfucker. That's all like a man begging to me.
Hey, don't you
scratch the license on that motherfucker. You got the bag top, motherfucker.
You say what?
Hey, don't you fuck it.
You scrap some, take your turbo off and scrap some nitrous on it. Bitch, you got the back top, faggot.
Yeah. Who that talking? Crew chief.
It's crew chief.
Crew chief, when you get the turn to talk to me like that? But 1 minute you want, oh, man, shut up. You want to talk shit.
Because now you beating on your motherfucking shit like you somebody. You take the turbo off.
I ain't beat on my chest. I said you had a half a car. You got a half a car. Why would you want me to cripple my car?
Hey, Timo, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why you on the phone? Because I ain't got shit to hide. You say I got a half a top? Is that what you're saying?
A half a car, man. A half a car. You don't have.
I don't own no motherfucking car, man.
Listen, now you ride the short bus.
In comparison, man, come on, listen up.
Hey, man, I own a motherfucking car. I got an old 12 grand sport. Everything else I own is three trucks.
007, do you have anything on the back of that truck?
What you mean? I got the full bed on the back of that truck.
007, you just have a fucking cab. You don't have nothing on the back. So how are you saying that truck heavy?
Hey, Kimo, I'm going to bet you 200 that I got a full frame truck from the back to the front. You son of a bitch, I'm going to show you that whoever trying to tell you some information don't know shit about that truck. And I put that bitch on jack stand.
It's a half a car.
But then if you think, if you say I got a bad hand truck, put your money where your mouth is.
It's a half a car, man. It's not a full goddamn car. What part you don't understand?
Just because you think it's a half a car will make you motherfucker not
hit. Hey, Coochie, you see what we're up against, man?
Yeah, we are.
You see what we're up against? So it don't matter if we beat these guys or not. They still not going to give us no credit.
People like you say it then. Start bullying. Run that.
It's
gonna
be hard for us to raise these assholes. I mean,
you say
it's gonna
be hard to do what,
2 feet? It's gonna be hard for us to raise some assholes.
Yeah, man, they ain't gonna give you no credit.
They all over. They all over though. They all over.
My point exactly. That's my point exactly. They everywhere.
Come on, get in trouble though.
I bet all them cars don't none of them weigh over 2,900 pounds.
I bet that.
Kimo, man, you don't lose all your money in Mississippi, man.
Yeah, lie.
You don't lose all your money, man.
Like you just told me, that's my problem. That's your problem if your shit is just weighing that much.
That man talking, man. I bet that. I bet you won't lock it up.
Hey, 007, you ain't got to say no more. We locked in and whoop your ass in Lehman.
Man, shit, I wish it was next week. I can't wait.
Yeah, I can't wait.
I think you can.
You squeak your voice, motherfucker.
Hey, man. Hey, you want to get a bit on up?
Say what?
Motherfucker. Do you want to get a bit on up? You heard me.
Man, you the one locked in 300.
I just
told you. Really. Okay, well,
we're
leaving it right where that 007.
I know you are. You know what? A lot of people ain't going to give 007 no credit. But fast my gas, I take my hat out, they stepped up to the plate, they whooping, hand down. No problem, they whooping. But a lot of these other motherfuckers, they going to talk about that truck, but they ain't going to step up and try to run it. Pound for pound.
Yeah. Is that why we locked in with you? So we just step up.
You didn't think I was going to run your head up. Man, I was going to run your head up from the motherfucking dope.
Hey, Kimo.
You want the back tire from me, man. Hey, shut up, dummy. Don't you hear the crew chief talking?
Hey, man. Make him feel good, Gucci. Make him feel good.
Kimo. You stupid,
yeah.
Man. Hey, man. While we're on the phone, man, being that you're talking, let's make this shit useful. Let me make you useful for the night, man. Where the fuck Dumb Ye at, man?
Dumb Ye? I'm out of Detroit. They out of Chicago. But I'm sure Lady A can get him on the phone.
Man, I got somebody with a motherfucking reason want to tell a patch out his ass. As long as he on 29, no Willie Bar.
Yeah. Shit up. Damn. Lady A. Yeah.
All you got to do is talk. Hey. She there. You ain't got to call her name. She there. She run the show.
Okay. Get Dumb Ye up here.
Hey. Whoa. That's not old. That's not how you talk to Lady A, brother. You ask her, can you please get Dumb Ye on for me? Don't tell her. Don't give her no order now. Don't get. You not the host of this motherfucker. You got to have respect on this show now. You got to ask her.
Hey, True Chief, you don't know if you want to be gorilla or you want to be soft.
Which one you want to be? Regardless whether I'm a gorilla, going to be soft, respect is doing to a dog, but I cannot let you disrespect it like that, partner.
Did you hear me call Lady A out of her name?
No, you said you gave her order, a direct order, like you a motherfucking drill sergeant or something.
Okay.
I said, can you get down here on the phone?
What part you don't understand, stupid?
Man, it ain't what you do, it's how you do it, brother.
From what I hear, you got a problem or something, man.
I got a fucking anger problem. I got a problem with assholes. Now what?
Well, you can keep your anger problem, because I really don't give a fuck about your anger problem.
My point exactly. Me neither.
So let's do this shit. Get Dumb Ray on the phone.
You said talking all that dumb
man,
shit.
Get Dumb Ray on the phone.
Hey, True Chief, you ain't talking about nothing, man.
Let me ask you a question. Can you get Dumb Ray to run the Brown race on the 16? Do that for me. Now, let me see how fast you can get him on the phone.
Well, you ask your host, can you get Dumb Ray on the phone since you want to sit here and talk stupid all day.
Let me show you how this works. Lady A, can you get Dumb Ray on the phone for me, please?
Yes.
Thank you. See how that works? Simple as that. When he get on the phone, let me see how quick you can get his ass to vote off on the 16th.
Let's see how quick you can get your ass over there with that yellow truck with the race, that Camaro.
You get a Billy Badass to vote off on the 16th. That's what you do. Fuck him.
Get your ass up to Lehman.
Man, you got me. Man, how many fucking times I done told this stupid motherfucker?
You want us to come somewhere?
Get
your ass somewhere, motherfucker.
Man, I'm gonna get the Bronny Brown race on the 16th.
Okay.
Now you know where I'm gonna be. Now you get there. You get in there. You're really bad ass. You're chilly, man. Where you get your pom pom?
Hey, listen, man. If I come down there, I'm coming with my car. You gonna run
your
head up?
Get your ass up. You get there and give me the break, goddammit. I'm down on your ass while I go.
Man, stop begging, motherfucker. I'm coming to your house. Why don't you run straight up?
I'll see you. Okay, don't worry. I'm gonna bring a turbo there for you then. You don't beg, goddammit.
Long as it's got a small blunt in it, I don't give a fuck.
No. Man, you ain't telling me what to bring. I told you I'm going to bring a turbo for you.
As long as it got a small block, I don't give a fuck about racing it, okay?
Nah, you begging. Now you telling me what
I'm begging? I said sit equal, motherfucker.
Man, what the fuck? We bracket racing, bitch?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
We bringing a small block to small block. Why you can't sit with little Tony without getting something?
Okay, I'll tell you what I'll do for you. I'm gonna bring a turbo car with a big block in it, and you got the back top. You want that?
Listen, man, you fool. Bullshit, man. Get your ass small block.
Okay, I'm going to ask you again.
Small block, and I'll race you. Lil Tony got a small block. You got a small block. Why you can't run your head up?
I'm going to bring a turbo car with the back tire.
Hey, long as you bring the turbo small block, you got head up action. What's good for the goose is good for the gander, motherfucker. If you don't want to run a big block, I don't want to run a big block.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You bring that more. You keep your turbo. That's what I'll do for you. I'm gonna stand back. I'm gonna put Big Low in my place, and you get on side of that G body.
Big Low has a big block, you fool. Don't he got a big block?
But he don't have a turbo though.
He has a big block.
Here we go.
I'm running all blocks.
You don't
want to
race. I'll tell you what I'll do for you. This is what I'll do for you. I'll bring a Mustang with a Pro Charge on that motherfucker there. Small block. What the fuck you want to do?
We run that.
There you go.
Okay. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get in contact with you tomorrow to make sure he's going to be there.
Okay.
So nah.
Okay, we ain't got to argue about that.
Hold on, hear me out, bro. You cut me off, and don't even know what I'm finna say. So once we do that, I'm gonna put Big Low on 28 on the side of you. Do you want that race?
Nah, he got a big block. Didn't I just tell you small block to small block?
Oh my goodness, man.
What's good? What's good for you? Good gonna be good for me.
No problem.
See, Crew Chief, this is why I got to do what I got to do. Because I don't like this. I don't like nobody drawing on my truck like that.
Don't let that man run your blood fresh up, man. That man is bumping his gums, man. That man ain't going to bust a grape with spiked shoes on, man.
Hey, listen, man. I'll be in Hattiesburg, and I'll be in Lehman.
We gonna see. I'm gonna see what you gonna do when you get your ass to run ground race on the 16th. That's what I'm gonna see. I want to see what you in.
You steady hollering Ronnie Brown. I'm telling you
where the truck going to be at, bro. Okay, get your ass to Palm Beach then. Can you get to Palm Beach?
Nah, we can't get nowhere but to Lehman and Hattiesburg right now.
Well, I know. Well, when you leave that motherfucker on your way back, leaving that bitch just stopping on goddamn Ronnie Brown in South Georgia and spend the night, goddamn it.
Yeah.
Y'all pull your rig over there, get your room. It's real cheap up there, about $45 a night. The room's real cheap. Get your room for a couple nights and we'll beat up. What's the problem? You like
the
money,
same problem you got getting your ass to Lehman and Hattiesburg. What's the problem?
My team coming up there, bro.
Okay.
My team will not be there, brother.
Well, my team will be where I just told you.
Yeah, I know. Yo, Chili, you got the pom pom, right? Give me a T. Give me an O.
I don't cheer as much as you do for Big Low.
Man, I got the one thing about it, I got to cheer for my main man. One, but two, for the first reason, that's my ace.
You know why would you say before you say it, motherfucker? You the one running on the side of a car. Come on, Low. Beat that
game,
Spook. Come on, Low. You the one
cheering on,
motherfuckers.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to cheer right down on your motherfucking ass when you get ready.
I got a Mustang for that goddamn pickup truck. You got a car, I got a car. Let's go and make this happen. With your car and my car. Make it happen.
The car won't race you. You don't want to race. You scared motherfucker. You somebody got a big block, but you got a turbo. The man got a big rock nitrous. You got a turbo. How fast can the motherfucker beat? You just say goddamn, you chase the gangster boot. So it can't be that goddamn fast. What the fuck you scared of, bitch?
Yeah. What you scared of, bitch, with that pickup truck?
You put some nitrous on that motherfucker and you got the back top.
Yeah, right, man. you run what you run, motherfucker, and hope you brung enough with that best team.
Hold on, man. Where's DJ at? Let me see if DJ want to handle my lightweight for me, man.
Hey, dumb. Me and DJ locked in for Lena, you stupid motherfucker.
My lightweight already had it then, you stupid motherfucker.
Are you running around with DJ? Once again, motherfucker, you talking about give me a ditty. Give me a thing. You with your pom-poms once again, motherfucker.
Man, listen here, bro. All that shit sound good, but you will not get your asses out off. You talking all that shit. Man,
yeah.
Motherfucking Lena, motherfucking Hattiesburg. I'm telling you what we going to be. So if you get the way we going to be.
Well, you know what? Hey, Crew Chief, you bringing your ass up here in June or July, right? You coming up north, right?
In June, I didn't know we had a race up north in June or July. But if I make it to see June or July, you got damn right.
Okay. So be here, Joe, as soon as you get up north.
Man, WA said the same shit. He tucked his dick between his legs and ran
off. We're gonna change your name to Miss Pom Pom.
Man, I don't know what the fuck this man talking about, man.
He say June or July.
Man, this man talking about some shit a half a year away, man.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
Hey, Crew Chief, you can get to Lehman or Hattiesburg. That shit was 2 weeks away.
I just told you from the very first time we had to.
I'm just saying, you talking about some shit that's okay, man, this is a dead conversation. All right, Miss Pom Pom, you got it. You win.
I already know.
Thank you.
This shit I've been trying to avoid. You waiting up 30 minutes in the show to go nowhere.
I just told you 30 minutes where we're going to be at. We're going to be down in Lehman and Hattiesburg. You the one running around.
We ain't gonna be there. We gonna be in Valdosta. When you get ready to get to Valdosta, we'll talk about coming to Valdosta, being push the one button. Until then, we gonna entertain somebody else. Cause this shit here.
You know what's the problem? What the killing part is? if we did come to Valdosta, your funky ass begging. Tell him Lil Tony to give you something.
Man.
Yeah.
Man, listen, bro.
I thought you were done with it, crew chief. Let's move on. I'll tell you somebody else stuff.
Yeah, no problem. So I may ask you this one question before you get your happy ass off the phone. If I get this Mustang to come over to me, you want to do something?
As long as it has a small block in it.
Okay. Say no more. All right. No problem. All right, moving right along. Now we got that out of the way. I got about a good 3 minutes left in the show. Do anybody got anything else they want to add to this conversation? If not, I'm going to go ahead and do these final comments. Let Lady A get back to her youngin. I don't want to keep her away from her youngin doing what she got to do.
Yes, Danye is most wanted out of Chicago. That's Chemo with Sub-Zero out of Detroit.
Okay. That's what's up. Thanks to somebody for clearing that up for me. I had Chemo. He on the phone. Chemo is a special type of dude. But appreciate it. But anybody that can get in contact with Dumb Ye, you let him know.
Hold on, man. Let me phone.
We got an APB out on his ass. There's an APB out on him. And, for the 2013 season.
Chief, I'm going to call the guy right now. He can get in touch with us.
Well, I can call him, but he'll be on the show tomorrow. Call in tomorrow on Ben's show, and Danye will be on the show. I'll make sure he'll be on the show.
Well, he get on tomorrow on Ben's show. If y'all get on, or y'all talk to him before I get to him, tell him we got a G-Body on 29s with a big block in. We want to... We want his ass.
Bookie.
Yeah.
But can you get in touch with Danye?
Is that the big loco?
Yeah. No, that's not big loco.
Okay.
He wasn't straight, so he can answer the phone.
You
call Danye? He ain't got a duck.
Yeah.
He don't have a duck because... All right,
leave me on your line so he can get in, okay?
Okay, it got it open. Danye, I mean, Prucci, what car are you trying to run Danye with?
A G-Body.
Okay. Give me a second. He's finna call him and receive me.
Oh,
G-Body 29. Shit. I'm going to go to bracket racing because he wants somebody to fit him, so we're going to make sure we fit him like. Big block, one carburetor, nitrous. 29, G-Body.
And this going to be at Ronnie Brown, Rick, not Hattiesburg, right?
Yes, Ronnie Brown.
Chemo.
Yeah.
I'm finna hang up, and when I get him on the phone, I'm going to call you. Just click me on, okay?
Can
you do that?
That's it, baby.
I think the show finna go off.
Nah, go ahead. As long as you get him on the line, you have your business. I'll keep you going.
Okay.
I just ain't gonna sit on the phone and talk in circles with Chemo for no reason. You know what I mean?
Don't do that, crew chief. Don't worry about it. We got that handled tomorrow. We gonna be calling him real soon. We just got to make sure one thing tomorrow, he might get his wish.
Yeah. I don't like nobody drawing. Ooh, I don't like that deal.
Fast by gas. I don't believe I drew on you. I haven't even said anything to you, Fast by Gas.
You did?
You telling the crew chief, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you got a partner?
Huh?
You crew chief partner now, huh?
You goddamn right. He's always been my partner. Where the fuck you been?
Always.
Okay. All right.
Chemo, you know the business. Down on his ass you go.
Man.
Timo can't get down on a piece of ass if he paid for it.
See? What did you say?
Timo can't get down on a piece of ass if he paid for it.
You absolutely right, True Chief.
What's up with Don Ye? Somebody's supposed to be getting Don Ye on for. How long did it take
man,
to
man, you know Don Ye went missing, man. What you talking about, True Chief?
That motherfucker on suicide watch, man.
Man, one thing, if I don't know anything about Don Ye, man, he going to go, man. Well, he's supposed to been
he gonna go somewhere and shoot his ass down. That's all Don Ye gonna do, because that's all he's been doing since the fuck we went up to his home track. Don Ye ain't did a motherfucking thing. Don Ye ain't did nothing to impress me.
He found in the same boat as you, True Chief.
Man, that shit sounds good. That shit sounds good. He's the only motherfucker I see running around got a. He's the only motherfucker I see running around with a G body with big ass tires on in the wheelie bar. Want to run a bitch on 29. Come on, he don't want to take nothing off. Is you for real? Man, if you sit a car, if we sit any car, any G-body we got on 29 and big tires, I mean, we sit any car we got on big tires and wheelie bars, Donnie can't stay there, man. Donnie cannot stay there, bro. He cannot stay there. That man sleep, man. That man is crawling. That man got y'all fooled, man. Y'all got to be silly. Y'all got to be the crazy motherfucker on earth, man. What motherfucker you know got a G-body with big tires and wheel balls, man? Nobody. The times he was, we got motherfuckers going fast out on 28s, man. What better 60 foot? Man, we put a car, man, if we set a car like his shit, man, that man can't stay there, bro. That man cannot stay there, man, at all, man. Y'all, Dunye got y'all food. He ain't got us food, bro. So all y'all shit leaders, Dunye, this and that, man, we don't give a damn about Dunye, bro.
You ain't heard us campaigning nothing about Donnie. You
y'all
all brought
up Donnie. Yeah, I brought him up, but y'all failed to get him on the phone. I've been looking for him for the last 20 fucking minutes, and he failed to get on the phone.
You ain't been looking for him. You yourself ain't been looking for him.
No free. I see nobody thinking y'all ain't got him on the phone yet. Y'all ain't got him on the phone yet. And you tell him what? He let me break, man, motherfucker. He let me get the fuck up out of there, fuck him. I don't care nothing about him. With a small block.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Get on there.
He let me get the fuck up out of there. I don't give a fuck about Donnie.
Damn, it's quiet. Hey, man, Coochie's done muted our phone fast.
Damn, y'all phone ain't muted, man. Y'all phone
ain't muted.
They
all got quiet.
Man, listen, bro. Hold on, man. Because I'm the host of the show, I be on his motherfucker trying to be cordial. You know what I mean? To a certain extent, because I got to try to keep my little professionalism while I'm doing this shit. But then they want to take it, though. Man, whatever they want to do, man, we can do it, bro. Whatever they want to do, they can do it, man. I just try not to do certain shit to run certain people away, man. But being that they want to push this shit early, I just go ahead and push this shit early, and then it is what it is by the end of the year, man. Fuck it, man.
True Chief was talking about that. He just bought me.
Man, you right. You ain't going to get that money. I'll show you.
But I've been in the...
You right. You got damn right. But I don't need you to bump yours or what? Okay, let me ask this question. Let me do this. Were y'all successful in getting Donnie on the phone? Yes or no?
Because we can let Lady A go if he ain't going to get Donnie on the phone.
That's my whole point exactly. She got a little one over there. If I had my little one over there smiling and kicking and making googly eyes at me, I wouldn't be trying to hear this bullshit. I wouldn't be trying to hear goddamn chemo.
Yeah.
You know, talking circles.
You say what?
I said, were y'all able to get Donnie on the phone? If not, I'm going to end this motherfucker, let Lady A go back with her little.
Well, like I say, you be on business show tomorrow, you'll be there.
Yo.
What the business?
Man, what is this, man? Who is this?
You already know.
Oh, you sound like Dirty Red.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year, brother. Happy New Year, man. What's up with you?
Same to you.
Talk to me, man. Talk to me, man. Cause talk to me before chemo starts.
Stop.
I was calling in, letting know I was listening to the show. I was listening.
Oh, appreciate it, brother. I definitely appreciate it, man. We're going to do something this year, what, man?
Yes, sir. We rocking and rolling all year long.
That's what I'm talking about. How long before y'all be ready to do something, man?
I'm coming out in Lena. We're going to try to make the raid down there in Palm Beach the second.
Man, I don't want you to rest for Palm Beach. Fuck Palm Beach. Stay, save your gas money, save your time, stay the fuck home. You save all that shit for the 16th and Ronnie Brown race, and I'd like to dance with y'all on the 16th.
We dance. We gonna dance.
Huh?
Well, can we get one of these? We get the stuff.
Hello?
I don't know who that is.
I want to, me and you, I want to do something with you on the 16th, bro. Ronnie Brown race. Can we do that? Can we make that happen?
Longer we still up when we go to Palm Beach and we go down to Mississippi.
Man, listen,
we don't dance.
Listen, don't come to Palm Beach, man. I mean, I'm trying to tell you not to come and support him. I mean, come, but leave the truck home, man. I want to save you. I want you to save all that money. You ain't got to buy no race gas. You ain't got to buy no plugs. You ain't got to buy no nitrous. You ain't got to buy no air for the tires. You ain't got to pull no trailer. You ain't got to do none of that. All I want you to do is save all that little change and put it in the bucket, put it in the jar. And just stick. Man, listen, man.
Who that is,
man? Man, that's Dirty Red. That's Dirty Red, Icy Boy.
Oh, okay. What's up, Dirty Red?
What's going on?
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I want to do that.
We gonna dance on the 16th.
And on the 16th, me and you, we do what we got to do, handle our business, man.
That's it. On the 16th, ain't now. S10, that in the high, going to be safe.
I know
the kid probably signed good, but I'm just stating the fact, you know. And on the 16th, well, if I be that long, we still running, you know, ain't now. S10 in the house ain't going to be drawed on.
Well, I'm gonna put it like this. You can catch me. We can do this before we even do that truck shootout, bro. I'm going to be 100.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you we're going to do that before we do the truck shootout.
Shit,
all right, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, like I said, I know it might sound good on the other end, but I'm just stating the fact. Ain't now that 10 that gonna be there ain't gonna get drawn on by me.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
Hey, Dirty Red.
That's all I want to hear. Dirty Red.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, I heard you say ain't now one of them truck shows you nothing in Bradenton, right?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say it like that, you know.
Oh, okay. So you say it's similar to that.
I didn't mean it exactly like that. No, y'all showed a hell of a lot, cause hell, I didn't go down through there, so y'all showed a lot.
Okay. Well, you know when you come now, you got to see me now. You know that.
I'm going to see you. I ain't got to. I'm going to see you. That's mandatory.
You know, my goal is to have the fastest S10 in the world on 28.
That ain't going to be possible. If I got anything to do with it, that ain't going to be possible.
All right.
They will have a number 2 spot.
Yeah, we'll have your name on it too.
But it can't be two of us to get one spot in the first place.
All right.
Well, one thing about it, Dirty Red, I ain't trying to cut y'all. One thing about it, I do know if you up and running, you will do something. You will do something. So that's more than enough for me. But I want you to, if you come, this is what I want you to do. I want you to leave your whole crew home. I want you to bum you a ride to Palm Beach. I want you to come down to Palm Beach. Bum you a ride now. I'm going to get a room. Listen, I'm going to get a room personally with double beds. You can stay the night with me. You can stay the night with me. I want you to save all your money. I want you to save all your money for Palm Beach. You know what I mean? Not for Palm Beach, for Bradenton on the 16th. And get put that shit in a little thing. Put it in a little piggy bank. Little jar with little duct tape around it, whatever the case may be, and just bring that shit to the track and just drop it off at the trailer when you come through the gate. And say, God damn it, get to it. We find out what time Ronnie Brown them gonna start that S10 shootout. Hour before we start the shootout, goddamn it! Down on your ass, we go.
That's right. You get to try your new motor. You get to try your new motor. You can try it out.
I'm gonna try to save it to then, Coochie. But we're gonna be. I'm planning on being down there. You know, we just gonna be testing in Palm Beach. We gonna come down there though.
Man, y'all gonna drive way to Palm Beach to test? Well, goddamn, come on then, goddamn. I don't want you to hurt nothing too tough, man. Just run it on one kid or something, man.
Then we're going to try to get the bug out of it while we're down there.
That shit. All right, well, that's what's up. Whatever you feel you got to do, bro. Whatever you got to do, I just want you to make it a Ronnie Brown race on the 16th.
I'm going to be there. So actually, we're going to have three trucks there.
Man, you said that shit 10 races ago. Don't tell me about that. Don't tell me about three trucks. Just tell me about two trucks, man.
Actually, tell you the truth, like, now, I've been rocking and rolling with one truck. I don't start my new year off good with one of my trucks.
What's one truck you talking about? What truck you talking about, man?
I got another 18 I just came out with. Hey, we took it out to the first raid they had in Twigs, you know. So right now, I'm standing 1-0, you know. I don't start my new year off good.
Man, shit. Don't worry about it. I mean, if you're gonna bring up damn motherfucking three trucks, I might as well lock all three of them bitches in.
No, I can't lock out. I can lock two on me, which I can't lock all three on me.
Man, I might as well lock all three of them bitches in, and hopefully one of them bitches got enough to get away.
Whoa.
I got one out of truck. Three. The first truck I'm gonna cut off at the 3:30. Second truck I race, I'm gonna cut that bitch off at 500 feet, and then the third truck I'm gonna just pack gas on that bitch.
We ain't playing.
I ain't playing neither. I all guarantee
right,
you don't
playing.
Be doing none of that.
All right.
You want what?
I guarantee you won't be doing none of that. If it is, there'll be something wrong with your truck. That's why you're doing it.
Shit me. I'm be doing cutting W on. Fuck that. Man, like all I right. say, man, if y'all know if you was on the show earlier when I said it, I'm going to say it for you again. We got a whole new swag for 13, boy.
We got a new one.
Oh, okay.
I heard you when you said
you know,
I got a whole new swag, too, a brand new
that's
swag.
That's what I want. I hope it came with a set of nuts. The last year, you ain't had none.
Hey, I bought an extra set.
Okay, that's what I want to hear.
I bought an extra
that's
set.
Just what I, that's just what I want to hear.
Donye.
Oh, I heard somebody holler Donye. Donye on? Donye. It's Crew Chief, Donye. Hold on.
Donye, it's Crew Chief, Donye. Hello.
Hello. Man, goddamn. I ain't trying to sound like a girl. Donye ain't coming on the phone, man. Y'all been carrying that for the night, man.
You made that man go back in the bushy quick.
Man, he went back in the bushy quick. He ate. He know we got something for him.
Yes, sir.
We know he got something for him. No
I was listening to you saying that y'all ain't going to make the trip down to Mississippi.
Man, I'm coming to represent for the team. Because I got other team members got other probably engagements in other places, and we can't all get together to come. So I'm gonna come stand in for the team and represent Florida down in Mississippi.
Okay.
So yes, I will be. I personally will be there.
Okay.
So
Jeff, what's up?
I plan on coming down and coming down and enjoy the festivities, the fellowshipping, the banquet.
I know. I know they were having a little 18 shootout down there, too. That's what I was trying to see.
Trust me, bro. Bad as I wanted to go, I can't make it. I can't get everybody. We can't get the team together to go. So I can't do nothing about it, bro. I just have to wait to see whoever get it and then go to their ass. That's all to it.
That's what's
up. Dirty Red sound like he's trying to draw. Oh, shit.
Dirty Red
like he want to do something.
Hey, you said, like you said, it's a whole new year.
Hey, that's what we want to hear. Hey, don't worry. Hey, one thing about it, Dirty Red, if you really want to go fast, I got a motor you can buy, put in that thing, and you can go fast.
Actually, after the 16, you might want to buy one of mine.
Shitting me.
Well, hey, Crew Chief.
Yo.
Hey, man. What up? This baby boy. I got Donye on the phone.
Oh, there you go, baby boy. What, I was just talking about you earlier, baby boy. How y'all coming along with that car, man?
We ready. We ready. We just had to do a little tweaking and things and stuff like that. But we ready. We ready to roll out the shop tomorrow.
Okay, cool. That's what I seen the post you had put up on Facebook and stuff about the car. That's why.
We ready to go test.
All right, that's cool. Yes, what's up, Doc? What's up,
Doc? Yeah, take that motherfucking bass out your voice when you're talking to me, goddammit.
Damn. Yeah, goddammit, yeah. What's up, motherfucker? You killed a goddamn Brother Brown race on the 16, goddammit.
Huh?
I said, hey, didn't I?
Am I coming well?
I said, hey, didn't I?
What you say, am I coming well?
I said, are you coming to Ronnie Brown race on the 16th?
I don't know yet.
29, no Willie Bob, Nitrous, G-Body. What you want to do?
Well, who car?
The same motherfucker you were supposed to race in Bradenton, goddammit.
T5?
You goddamn right. You already know the name.
Well, we can go play in Lena. We can lock in for Lena.
He can't make it. He going out of town with his job, but that's what I've been trying to tell everybody. T5 got to go with his job. He ain't going to make it to Nina. Jake Lowe got fire engagements with his wife. He ain't going to be there. Fast My Gas, he got something going on with his wife. He's not going to be there. I can't get everybody. The weekend we're going to be available is, I know you ain't coming to Florida. So
We're in Florida.
You're going to be down there? February
2nd. No, I know I ain't doing that.
What I'm talking about.
Where is it at? In Bradenton?
No, Palm Beach.
Oh, God. Damn, way down there.
See, that's why I said you ain't coming there. But nevertheless, that's why I'm making it convenient for you. Ronnie Brown race on the 16th. We got to travel. You got to travel. We'll meet up, lock heads, and let's get this shit on and popping, dog.
Where's
the
race at?
In Georgia.
In Valdosta.
Valdosta, South Georgia Motorsports Park.
Okay. Oh, that's the one I think he called me about that. They're going to be 28 shootout.
Man, listen. Fuck what he calling you about. You on the Coochie show right now. I'm trying to do something because we couldn't get it did last year. I know you had a little issue. I'm hoping you got the problem straightened out. What you want to do, T5, goddamn, with T5, you both call on 29, both call Nitrous, no Willie Ball, head up, 8 Mile, Pro Tree. Let's do it. What's up?
I like all that, but I don't know if I'm going to be there. I don't know if I'm going to be able to turn back, right back
there?
Around
okay.
And come down there.
Deposit. We pull up a deposit. Moneymaker motherfucker drive across the world.
Huh?
Money making motherfuckers drive across the world. We just trying to lock in something. What we need to lock in?
Well, I'm trying to. I got a business to run, man. I can't just leave like that every weekend, man. So I try to plan it out.
That's why I'm trying to plan it out now. I'm giving you enough time. We got about a good month. We got a strong month. The weekend before,
we're going to be in Lena and Hattiesburg, the Tuesday.
Okay, well, let me explain.
I'm saying, I can't go home and then turn around and come right back. It ain't going to happen. I already know it.
Don't take your own room. Hold on. Man, listen. You're gonna be in Hattiesburg probably, you're gonna be in Mississippi probably from Saturday until Tuesday. You're gonna stay the night Tuesday. When you get your ass up Wednesday, whenever you decide to leave, you drive your ass over to Valdosta. They got some cheap rooms over there. Nice clean rooms, $40 a night. You get your room, up until the weekend, you blitz your ass and see you on back home.
I wish it was that easy.
Hold on, man. You can't tell me you can't do it, because Big Low run a business just like you run a business. Motherfucker, he did that shit last year. Last year, we was gone for 11 days straight last year in a row. 11 days straight. Staying at hotel. 11 days straight.
Well, I didn't say I couldn't do it, but I just got a plan for it.
That's what I'm trying to tell you now. I'm trying to lock you in now so you can plan for it. So we can make this happen, bro.
Well, I can't lock that in unless I know for sure that I'm gonna be in the house.
Listen, if you come,
I'm telling you, man.
Listen, if you come to Mississippi, you ain't got to go home, bro. You ain't got to do nothing.
Man, I'm going home, man. I'm going home. You can't understand that. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Man, listen, leave the car, fly home, do what you gotta do, fly your ass back to Georgia, and come on, man. Let's do this.
When I know I can make it for sure. What day is it on a Saturday?
It's on a Saturday, sir.
Yeah, when I know I can make it for sure, man, y'all gotta race anytime with that. I like that.
Man, I can't motherfucking tell. You ain't locking us in on a date. You ain't giving
that's the same thing, man. If I'm steady telling you to get to Lena or Hattiesburg and I know you can't make it, well, why I'm going to keep beating a dead horse, man? I told you I don't know if I'm going to be there. Now, if I'm going to be there, I'm going to lock y'all in, man.
Okay, well, when we going to know? How long we got to wait, bro? Find out what you need to find out. We got 30 days. Do I need to call you every week to check that with you or what?
Actually, we only got 3 weeks.
Okay, well, whatever the fuck. 3 weeks. Whatever, it don't matter. Do you need me to call you every week until then?
No, you ain't got to call me every week. I'm going to let you know, man. I like that.
What number you going to call me on? Because you ain't even got my phone number. So how the hell you going to let me know?
Man, I'm going to call the show, man. I got T5 number.
Okay, well, use it then, goddamn. Show me how big your balls is. Use it.
Okay.
Let me see who phone rang. Somebody calling somebody? All right, somebody got
hey,
a lot
man,
of
y'all,
background y'all. Noise. Somebody got a lot of background noise right now. So whoever out to eat in the restaurant, thank you. Somebody had a lot of background noise. Appreciate it. Donye, when you find out what you're going to do, get at me. Let me know because I'm patiently waiting. So we went down on your ass. We want to go.
Hey, Coochie.
Yo, talk to me.
Hey, then you say y'all got that car on 28, Big Low car?
Yeah, Big Low car on 28.
When y'all going to make it across the state line?
When we going who?
When y'all going to make it across the state line? Leaving out of Florida?
On the 16th at Ryan Brown race.
Okay, y'all going to be on 28, right?
Yeah, we'll be on 28.
Okay, all right. That's all I want to know. I see you.
Okay, who am I speaking with? And
it's CC.
Who?
It's CC.
CC, where you from, CC?
I'm from Alabama.
Okay, what kind of car you got, CC?
A Mustang on 28.
Okay, well, when you get your ass to South Georgia on the 16, come see me. Come see Mimi at the trailer.
You want to lock that in?
Did I stutter?
What you want to do?
Head up. You got nitrous, right?
Yeah, nitrous car.
Okay, stock suspension?
Yeah, stock suspension.
Okay, on 28?
Yes, indeed.
Down on your ass I go. You got all the right shit for the potion, man. I don't give a fuck. You can get your ass to the left, bro.
Okay.
You get your ass about off, and we can dance, bro. Hey, bro, hey, one, we got a new swag. We ain't got an old swag. We got a new swag for 2013. Man, we ain't give a damn. Man, we ain't got nothing to cry about, bro. We ain't got nothing to cry about.
We'll see what the deal is.
All right, cool. Well, call back in the show about a week or two for the race, and we'll get something locked up. I know we got races in between, so I ain't going to even try to get you to lock out right now or nothing like that, because I already know, you know, how things go in racing, so. call by the way okay. before the show. Appreciate you listening. We'll definitely get something going. Ronnie Brown, we definitely looking back.
You will hear from me. I promise you that.
All right, no problem. Anybody got nitrous? Same size car we got? Man, get rock, man. We race, bro. Man, I don't give a fuck. We race. We ain't backing down from now, bitch. Ain't now, bitch, punking us this year. Even can't that shit. But I appreciate it, though, CC. That's what's up. Now, see how easy that was? Now, anybody else want to call and say some beautiful shit like that? Let's do it. Anybody who's not on my team, what's going on?
What's going on, Crew Keith?
Nothing much. Talk to me, brother.
Yeah, there's Larry from up north, man. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Larry. Sound like it's cold up there where you at, man.
Yeah, man. I call to give my support, man. I got a little hoarse on the show last night, man.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I appreciate brothers like you, man, calling and support the game, man. We need more brothers in the game that call and support and, you know, congratulate instead of, you know, hate and all the type of other stuff. So I appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
You've been on the mic for a while. I seen you've been on for a while.
Yeah, I was on there when somebody made a statement about something in regards to me, but I don't want nobody to get nothing twisted, Crew Chief, because, see, Crew Chief, first of all, number one, before anything, I'm a man. Number two, I support Grudge Inc. unconditionally. Number three, everybody show that I go to, I support. The only thing I do is give my opinion about certain things, Crew Chief. And I'm like this here, Crew Chief, because I was brought up like this. All men are created equal, man. And with all men being created equal, ain't nobody greater than you, Crew Chief, and ain't nobody greater than me. We all on the same accord. We just come together to get this, to get together and try to do this together, man, so we can be about something, enjoy our lives, and go ahead on. But see, we got some people in the game think they're better than other people. And I had to speak up on that last night because of the simple fact that I don't think no man is no greater than I think we're all equal. You know, and that's just my own personal opinion, and I didn't mean to offend anybody. If I did, I'm sorry for it, but the intent wasn't really there. You know, because, see, I didn't make it like that. It says it in the Bible. You know, so, I mean, with it saying it in the Bible, I think that it's a true statement. You know, no man is greater than the other. A lot of men have done some things that other men have not done, but that don't make him no greater than the next person.
Yeah, you're right about that. One thing, I appreciate everything you said, and I'm in total agreement with you and everything you said. But hey, that's what it's all about, keeping it real, man. If you hurt somebody's feelings, so damn. If you hurt somebody's feelings for telling the truth, then it is what it is, man. You can't be mad about that. I mean, don't never say you're sorry for telling the truth. Now, if you're telling a lie, then you be sorry for the lie. But as long as you tell the truth and you tell it straight down the middle of how it is, bro, you don't be sorry for that, man. I appreciate everything you got to say, brother. Appreciate your support for listening to the show. And you're doing a lot that a lot of other brothers ain't doing, that's not doing and won't do. So I appreciate you again, brother.
I'm going to keep it real, Crew Chief. I'm going to keep it 100. All the way down the line, I'm going to keep it 100, Crew Chief, because see, I'm about what this is about.
Oh, yeah. And that's what it's all about. Keep it 100. You got anything else you want to add, Mr. Larry?
No, sir, Crew Chief. I just want to call in and let you know that I call in to support you and represent Grudge.
I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Mr. Larry. That's what I'm talking about. All right, now, anybody else got anything they want to add while I'm on the line? I'm already 30 minutes over my time. But if we got something good to go on, I'm going to keep going. But if not, I'm going to let Lady A get back to the youngin'. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to go down the line. Lady A, you can go ahead and get in the final comment so you can get back to your to the youngin', Lady A.
Okay, we have Big Will, final comment.
Just supporting the show. Had a nice show. Talk to you guys later.
All right. Appreciate it, brother.
Icy Boy, final comment.
Final comment. Crew Chief 2013.
Year of the trucks, baby. Year of the trucks, baby. 2013. You're absolutely right about that.
2013 is our year.
For sure.
Yes, sir.
That's, I guess. button comment.
Yeah, I just want to. Yeah, everybody have a good night, and Crew Chief, we'll handle that business.
Oh yeah, for sure, most certainly.
That's it. Crew Chief is on you.
T5 still on, or he got off?
He dropped off, it looks like. Yeah, he dropped off.
That's probably why he called me. All right, well, once again, Grub Jink Banquet, $40, $40 per person for the festivities that handle all your entertainment for that night. Grub Jink Banquet, February 10th, Hattiesburg, Mississippi, Big Clark, Jay Barnes, DJ Grant, Mississippi Joe, or Lady A. If you need more info, contact any one of those people I just named for the Grub Jink Banquet. And I just look forward to seeing everybody over there in Palm Beach, Mississippi, and Mr. Ronnie Brown race. So once again, to everybody, God bless. Good night. Peace. I'm out.
Saturday, February 9th, 2013, Mississippi, stand up as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Saturday, February 9th, come out and win some money. Okay, for the 6-0 class, first place $700, second place $300, and for the 7-0 class, first place $700, second place $300. Here's the grudge match. The Gadget versus Big Low Malibu.
DJ Grant, number one starter, versus Timo, the bad boy.
Three Little Chi-Town versus Lil Red Riding Hood.
King Biz Mustang versus Leon 69 Camaro.
Big Drag Camaro versus Mississippi Nightmare.
Don Mac, Most Wanted, versus Boosie Badass Mustang.
And Sylvester Red Hot versus the Gadget Nova. Who's gonna get the whooping? It's all going down Saturday, February 9th, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. On top of everything, Mississippi Motorsports Park is putting up $2,000 for the Big Power Scamblers race, with the racer $500 buy-in. One time for Reggie Rabbit, the Speeding Bullet, JC Fugitive, Tree Man, Roy James, and Mr. 5-Speed. It's gonna be a big pot. It's over $5,000 for the Big Tire Gamblers Race. Come find out Saturday, February 9th, 2013, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi. Come out and win some money. Who's gonna get the whipping? It's gonna be some action going on. And one time for Big Clock and Gadget, as Grudge Inc. presents a pre-Mardi Gras explosion at the Mississippi Motorsports Park in Lena, Mississippi, Saturday, February 9th. For more info, log on to GrudgeInc.us.